B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Ches. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara v'Omar Rab Ami, May d'chsiv, how are we to understand the posuk in Keheles that goes as follows? Im keho habarazel, if the iron became dull, v'hu lo yifonim kilkel, and you haven't sharpened the edge, yigaber v'chayolim yigaber v'yisrein hachsher chochma. We'll soon see what the end of that pasuk teaches us. But the beginning of the pasuk says the Gemara, Im ra'isa rakia, if you see a sky, shekiha kebarazel, that's become dull, like dull as iron. What does it mean? It's become dull, it's become less sharp. Milahoyrid tal umotor, that it's not bringing down the dew and the rain. Why is that? Bishvil maisa adoir shehin mekulkolin. It's because there's a disruption, something that's got destroyed with the deeds of the generation. And that's what the pasuk says. Im keho har barzel hu loiponim kilkel. It's because of a kilkel, it's because something's gone wrong. Shenemer, as it says, vahu loiponim, that, and the way the Gemara is learning this means vahu loiponim, that if you don't beseech the face of Hashem, kilkel, that is because of something that's gone wrong with the deeds of the generation. Mai takanosam, then what is the remedy for that? So the pasuk continues, Yizgabru barachamim, you should persist in davening to Hashem. Shenemer, as it says at the end of the pasuk, v'chayolim yagbir, that the lesions persist, v'yisrein hachsher chochma, what does it mean, v'yisrein, and even a bigger advantage would have been hachsher chochma, had there been a greater wisdom, which means that it would have been even better if they wouldn't have destroyed their ways to start with, and the rain would have continued coming down, and they wouldn't be in this mess. But if now the skies have become dull and there's no rain, it's because something's gone wrong. You have to use tefillah to beseech Hashem. Kol shkeinim hukshur maaseim, even more so if their deeds had been perfected meikara from the start, and there would have been no reason for the skies to refrain from giving down the rain. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish has a different explanation on this pasuk, that the pasuk that speaks about the dull iron is not necessarily referring to the clouds, to the skies that have become dull and they're not giving the dew and the rain. Rather, im ra'isa talmid, if you see a student, shelimudoi kosha olav, that he's having a hard time with his studies, with his learning, kabarazel, it's hard like iron, he's asking lots of questions, it seems that he's just, things are not in order, he's not getting the whole topic, the discussion straight. Why? It's bishvil mishnoso yisein shein isdur olav, it's because the way he was learning, the way he was approaching was in an unarranged way. He didn't have clarity, what's a mishnah, what's a question, what's an answer, what's going on through the sugya. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ve'im lo yifonim, that if he doesn't have Iponim means a very good, an arranged order. If it doesn't have a proper order, v'hulay ponim, then kilkil, it's because that is going to cause that everything is gone wrong. That is the source of his confusion, is that things are not in the proper order. Maitekante, what should he do? What's the remedy? Yarbe b'yeshiva, he should spend a lot of time amongst the other students in the yeshiva. And the other students in the yeshiva, the other lesions, which are the students in yeshiva, they will teach him the correct order and method of learning. Shenemer, as it says in that pasuk we've just learned, v'chayolim yegabir, and the lesions, they are the ones that will be nizgabir, they will help him to overcome the challenge. V'yisrein hachsher chachma, it would have been even better if he would have learned straight to start with. Kol shkeinim mishnosis durolei meikara, if the learning would have been done in a proper, arranged way to start with, then he would have understood right from the beginning. Kihod Rish Lakish, and this is as we see from a custom of Rish Lakish, have a masnisa, masader masnisin arboim zinmin. The Mishnayos, which is the raw information on which the Torah is based on, he would arrange it 40 times. Why? Keneged arboim yoim shenitna Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah through the duration of during 40 days. So Rish Lakish would arrange his Mishnayos 40 days, and only then va'ayel kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he would only then go and appear before Rabbi Yochanan in order to delve into it and understand it on a deeper level. Rav Ada bar Ava, in contrast to Rish Lakish, who learned everything 40 times, Rav Ada bar Ava masade masnisin esrim v'arba zimnin, he would arrange his Mishnayos only 24 times, keneged Torah nuvim uksuvim, to correspond to the 24 Sforim, the 24 books that comprise our Tanakh. V'ayel kamed Rava, and only then he would come before Rava to delve into it deeper. Continues the Gemara, Rava Omar, Imraisa Talmud Shilimude Koshalov Kabarazel, if you see a student whose studies is hard for him, like iron, it's because Bishvil Rabbi Shainimazbir Leiponim. Obviously his Rebbe's teacher is not smiling at him, is not giving him a good feeling. Shenemer, as it says in that same Pasuk, Imkeo Kabarazel Vahu Leiponim. It's because the teacher is not giving him a kind face, Kilkil, that's why he's not managing to learn properly. And, well, the kilkil, loiponim kilkil, Rashi explains, is that the face that he's showing him is a distorted face, is an uncomfortable face, is a face that's making the student not feel wanted and welcome. Maitikante, what's the solution? Yarbe olovreim, one should send people to this teacher in order to appease the student in the eyes of the teacher, and then when the teacher can then have a positive view on the student, then the student will be able to take in the learning in a better way. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'chayolim yegaber, that they will, having the other legions and other people coming to the Rebbe, they will then help the teacher to become to accept the student. V'yistre in hechsher chochma, even better would have been if Kolshkenim Hochshur Maisov Bifnei Rabbi Meikara, if he would have found favor in his teacher's eyes right from the start, that would have been the best. Continues the Gemara of Omer Vami. Maidich Siv, it says in the Posuk in Keheles, it's actually the very next Posuk in Keheles. Im Yishoich Hanochosh, Beloi Lochash, if the snake bit somebody because there was no charmer there to say a charm to stop the snake from biting, V'ein yisroin lebala loshin. What's the advantage of somebody who can speak if he doesn't use his speech to prevent a damage from happening? So that is the literal translation of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Ami said, "Imra'isa doir." If you see a generation, shashamayim mishtakhin. That means it kenechoshes, and you see that the sky is becoming a rusty color like copper. Milahirid tal umotor. Which means that it's so to speak, the sky is getting rusty, which means that the dew and the rain is not falling. And he's using the word nechoshes in the word copper as in nochosh. So when the pasuk says, im yishoich hanochosh, which the literal translation is of a snake bites, he is talking about nochosh, referring to nechoshes, referring to the copper sky. Then, bishvil loichashe lechishes. B'loi lochash, the reason is because there were people who would speak softly to Hashem, namely that they would daven, they were not davening. The loichashe lechisha is she'ein b'doir. There were no people there who were davening softly to Hashem, and therefore there was no rain. Ma'ite kantom, what's the solution? Yelchu eitzel mishedea lilchosh, you should go to somebody who knows how to daven. Tachsiv, as it says in the pasuk, in Ioiv yagid olov reoi. That somebody will speak to Hashem on his behalf. So go to a tzaddik, or go to a chochem, or go to somebody who knows how to daven and beseech Hashem on your behalf, and then the skies will clear and there will be rain and dew. Ve'ein yisrein nebal haloshein. The final words of that pasuk in Keheles, ve'ein yisrein, that there's no advantage of the bal haloshein. Which means, what's the advantage of being able to say a charm to speak if you don't use it to prevent harm? And somebody who knows how to daven and doesn't daven, ma no yeshle. What benefit is there from his speech? Why shouldn't he be davening? And what benefit does he have if he's not davening? If somebody did daven and the tefillahs were not answered, Maitakante, what should he do? Yelechetzel chosid shabadoir, should go to the pious person in the generation, v'yarbelov b'tefillah, and that person should daven on his behalf. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, al kapayim kisoir, v'yitzav oleo b'mafgia. And you will command on it, b'mafgia. What does it mean, b'mafgia? V'ein pegia elo, tefillah, which means if somebody davened for rain and the rain didn't come down, then he should go to this pious person, and that person will be mavgia, will beseech Hashem on behalf of everybody, and then there will be rain. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, where do we know that the word pegia means tefillah? It says in another pasuk in Yirmiyah, Va'ata altis ba'alil ba'ad ha'omazem, va'altiso va'adom rino, usfilo va'al tivga bi, and do not beseech me, ki eineni shomea oisoch. You see that the word tivga means to beseech. And that is what this person, va'yitzav olov b'mafgia, that this pious person will daven and beseech Hashem on behalf of those who davened and whose tefillahs were not answers. Answered. If, however, the people who davened the tefillahs were answered, Umegis Daiteolov, and he feels very haughty and arrogant because he feels, oh wow, my tefillahs were answered, Mevi Af La'olam, he brings anger to the world. Shnemer, as it says in the pasuk, in that same pasuk, it says, Yagid Olov Re'oi, that somebody should daven for him. Mikne Af, he acquires anger, Al Oile. Al Oile means because he is like risen up. Somebody who's haughty and feels very too great about himself causes Hashem to be angry on the world. Rava Omar Rava said, Shnei Talmide Chachomim Sheyeshim Be'ir Achas. If there are two Talmide Chachomim in one city, Ve'ein Noichin Zeh Lezeh Ba'alocha, they are not tolerant of each other, they don't accept each other, they're not fine with each other when discussing halacha, then Miskanim ba'af, they provoke anger, umalin oisoi, and they bring it onto themselves, the anger they bring onto themselves, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, that's the pasuk we saw before, that yagid olav re'oi mikne af, he acquires anger, al oile, which means that they bring the anger onto themselves, and to the Gemara Rava says it's because if there's two people who are not noyach, they're not getting on when discussing halacha. Continues the Gemara, Omer Esh Lakish, Maidich Siv, how do we understand the pasuk that says, Im Yishoy Chanochosh B'loy Lochash, if the snake bites B'loy Lochash in the absence of a Lochash, of a charm, Ve'en Yisrein Nebal HaLoshin. So Esh Lakish asked how we're supposed to understand that pasuk. Says the Gemara, Losid Lava, in the future, Miskabtzei Subois, Kol Hachayus, all the animals will be assembled and come Eitel Anochosh before the snake. Va'imrim Loin, they'll say to the snake, Ari Deiris Va'ichel, the lion, it claws its prey and eats immediately. It's not scared of anyone. Ze'ev, a wolf, Teiref, it tears apart its prey, Va'ichel, and takes it to its hole where it's safe, and is going to eat it there, because it's afraid that the prey will be taken away from it. But at least they have benefit. We can understand why the lion is being dairus and the za'ev is being tairuf. Ato maha no yesh lucha, but you snake, that all you do is bite people and kill them, what benefit, what enjoyment do you have from biting people? Omer lehem, so the snake says to the other animals, ve'en yisrein nebal haloshin. Well, what benefit do you have from speaking negatively, from speaking Lashon Hara against each other? Hashem sends me to bite the people who use their tongues to speak with no benefit whatsoever, and they get bitten by a snake. Continues the Gemara. Omer Bami, Ein tfilosi shel odom nishmas, a person's tefillah is only heard, Elohim kein meisim nafshi bekapoi, only if he davens wholeheartedly, which means that his heart is with his hands. It was common practice to raise their hands when davening, and the hearts had to be raised to Hashem as well. When their hearts were in it, then they were davening with their whole hearts, then the tefillah answered. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Niso levavinu el kapoim, they would raise their hearts to their hands, to their palms, el el bashamayim, to Hashem, in the Shemaim. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that so? V'ha'oikim Shmuel Amoira. Alei, Shmuel at one point appointed a speaker. That was common in those days, that the one who was giving the lecture would have a speaker who would say over to the public what he was saying. So Shmuel appointed a speaker. V'dorash, and he expounded as follows. The pasuk says in Tehillim, V'ayifatuhu b'fiem, and they seduced him with their mouths, and with their tongues they lied to him, and their hearts were not constant with him, with Hashem, they were not steadfast in their covenant to Hashem. That's in Perek Ayin Ches, Posuk Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin, which clearly shows that people are not being honest, and when they were davening to Hashem, then their hearts were not with them. And in Posuk Lamed Ches and Perek Ayin Ches in Tehillim, the very next Posuk, it says, V'afal Pikein, the Posuk says, V'hu Rachum, that Hashem had mercy on them. Yechapir Ovin, V'lo Yashches, He forgave them, He didn't destroy them. V'hir Baloshev Apir V'lo Yoyer, Kol Chamosoi. So you see that even when the person davens and his heart is not with him, then Hashem answers the Tfilis. Answers the Gemara Leikashio, Kan Beyochid. When a person is davening on his own, then Hashem will only listen when his heart is fully there. Kan Betzibur, when he's davening with the Tzibur, that with the whole community, with the public, then even when his heart is not so with it, Hashem will still hear his intentions and his tefillas. Continues the Gemara Omer of Ami. Ein Geshomim Yeridim Elo Beshvil Bale Amona. The rain comes down only in the merit of trustworthy people. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Emes, the truth, Me'eretz Titzmoch, it sprouts from the earth, V'tzedek, and Tztoka, which was referring to the charitable deeds of Hashem, of giving us rain, Mishamayim Nishkof, peers down from heaven. So you see clearly that consequent to the Emes, when there's truth, then V'tzedek Mishamayim Nishkof, then the rain comes down. Continues the Gemara of Omer, Ba'ami, Boyor E Kama G'doylim Ba'ale Emuna, see how great are those are faithful people. I mean, that means those who have faith in others, even more so faith in Hashem. Menayin, from the incident with a chulda uboyer. What was this incident with a weasel, a chulda, and a pit and a boyer? So Rashi explains a fascinating story. There was once a boy who was walking down the road and he saw that a girl had fallen into a well, into a pit, and was in danger. And the little girl said, please save me. So the boy said, I'll save you if you promise one day to marry me. And she says, I promise to marry you. This girl kept her promise and waited for him. The boy, however, didn't. He grew up, he got older, and he went and he got married and to somebody else. And he had two children. One child was bitten and killed by a weasel. Another one fell into a pit and died. And then his wife asked him, what's going on here? Why are these children dying in such a strange way? And then the boy, this man, told his wife, I have to be honest with you, that when I promised a girl that I was going to marry her, and the truth is, I forgot to mention this, the truth is that when we made that commitment, we said that the weasel that was just standing there and this pit are going to be witness to our promise. And I didn't keep my promise, and now the weasel in the pit are punishing us. And his wife said to him, I think that you should divorce me and you should keep your promise and marry that other girl. And the Gemara says, Umah ha-mamin b'chuldo u'boyer kach. If somebody who trusted a weasel and a pit, and this is the trust they gave was so extreme that the weasel and the pit actually came and kept their promise to make sure that his promise would remain steadfast, kach amamin b'kadosh baruch hu, somebody who trusts exclusively in Hashem, alachas kama v'kama, even more so is that faith of virtue. Continues the Gemara Omer Yoichanon, kol amatzdik es atzmoi b'lemato, anyone who perfects himself, who betters himself here down here in this world, matzdikin olov hadin milamalo. Then what it does is it makes the trait of judgment against him from heaven even stronger. The better the person is, the more he's going to be judged. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Emes me'eretz titzmoch, the more truthful you are here on earth, then that's v'tzedek mishamayim nishkof, the more justice is going to be met from above. And obviously this is not a punishment for being a better person, but the better a person is, the more he deserves to get some punishment in this world for the few bad things he is doing wrong, in order that in the next world, everything will be reward. The people who are not on such a high level will not get punished down here, and the worst case scenario will be that the will get rewarded down here in this world for the mitzvahs they're doing, and in the world up there, they will only get punishment. Reb Chiya bar Ovin Omer Rav Huna Mehocha. Reb Chiya bar Ovin, in the name of Rav Huna, said the same thing, but from a different source. And the Pasuk says in the Chumash, in Tehillim actually, Mi yodea oizapecho, uch yirascha, corresponding to the amount of fear you have of Hashem, evrosecho, that's how much anger, so to speak, will be displayed towards you. The greater you are, the more fear you have of Hashem, the closer you are of Hashem, the more Hashem is going to judge you, cleanse you, and make sure that when you get to the world up there, you'll be a clean slate. Rish Lakish Omar Mehocha, Rish Lakish said the same thing from again a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Pogato, that you have smitten es sos v'oise tzedek, the ones who rejoice and who do righteous deeds of righteousness, bidrochecho, and though bidrochecho yiz karucha hein, the bidrochecho, with your ways, with those ways yiz karucha, you Hashem will be remembered, hein ato kotzafto, that you Hashem have angered v'nechto bohem, because they have sinned, v'nechto, because they have sinned, bohem, oil bohem, through the challenges, through the punishments the people will get, oilom, in the oilom abo, in the world to come, v'nivoshea, they will be saved. So we see that exactly if a person is going to be on a higher level and on a better level down here, he'll indeed find more challenges against him, but this is Hashem's way of cleansing us and saving us in the next world. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, anyone who's joyful when he has suffering, Shaboyin Olov, that come unto him, Mevi Yeshua La'olam, he brings deliverance to the world, Shenemer, as he says in the pasuk that we just mentioned, Bohem, with those suffering, with those challenges, Olam V'nivoshea, the world will get saved and delivered. Omer Shlokish, Shlokish said, Maidich Siv, how do we understand the pasuk in Chumash? Va'otzar es Hashemayim, as we've seen a few times, the pasuk says in Shema that if Hashem gets upset, v'choro af Hashem bochem, va'otzar es Hashemayim, Hashem will refrain the skies, v'lo yi emoto, there will not be any rain, v'adomo lo yisitein esivulo, the soil will not give its produce, etc. So says Rish Lakish, b'shor she'Hashemayim nitzorim milahoyri tal umotor, when the skies are refrained from giving down dew and rain. Doime, it's compared to isha shemechabeles. It's comparable to a woman in labor. Ve'ena yeledes, that she's having such a hard time, and so to speak, she's ready to give birth, and nonetheless, she's not giving birth. Ve'hainu domer shlokish mishum barakapora. The shlokish said in the name of barakapora, he's going to show us the similarities between a woman giving birth and the skies wanting to give down the rain. Nemra atzira begeshomim. It says refraining and stopping by the rains, as we saw here. It says in the pasuk va'otzar es hashamayim v'nemra atzira be'isha. And the same is true with that regarding birth. It also says by a woman atzira stopping. Nemra atzira be'isha. Where do we find that it says atzira, stopping by a woman? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk in Chumash, ki otzoyer otzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem lebeis Avimelech. The Hashem said, I'm going to stop the wombs of the whole household of Avimelech from being able to bear children, to give birth. V'nemer atzira b'kshomim, and by the rain it also says atzira, stopping. Nechsev, it says in the pasuk we mentioned, v'otzar es Hashemayim. And there's another comparison between childbirth and rain. Nemer leido b'isha, it speaks about bearing birth by a woman, v'nemer leido b'kshomim, and also says regarding the bearing by rain. Nemer leido b'isha, nechsev, it says in the pasuk v'tahar, the pasuk says v'tahar v'teilet bein, that she conceived and she gave birth, she bore a child. V'ne'emar leida b'geshomim also speaks about birth regarding rain. Tachsiv, it says in the pasuk, ki kasha yered ha-geshem v'ha-sheleg min ha-shamayim, as the rain and the snow falls from the sky, v'shomo lo yoshev, it will not return to the skies, ki im hirva es-ha-oretz, it will satisfy the land, it will water the land, v'ho-yilida, and the land will bear fruit, v'yitzmicha, and will bud, and not only that, there's another comparison between childbirth and rain. Ne'emar pkido b'isha, remembrance is mentioned regarding a woman who needs to give birth. Ne'emar pkido b'geshamim. Ne'emar pkido b'isha d'chsev, it says in the pasuk by Sora Imenu, v'Hashem pokad esora, Hashem remembered Sora Imenu, kasha omo v'yas lo ilesora, kasha diber. V'nemar pekido b'geshomim, and also regarding rain, it mentions pekido. Tachsiv, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, pokadeto ha'oretz, you remembered the land, vatasheka keho, and you watered it, rabas ta'ashreno, that you have abundantly enriched it, peleg elikim, the pool that Hashem has of water, mole maim, is filled with water. My peleg elikim mole maim. What does it mean that Hashem's peleg was filled with water? Tana. So we learned in the Braisa, kamin kubo yesh barakia, there's a type of a chamber in the heavens, shememeno geshomim yetzim. It's a chamber, and from there, it's a full chamber, and from there the rains come down. So we see in this pasuk, pokadu tahoretz vatashoyke keo, so you see that the rain, that Hashem remembered the land, and then watered it. Continues the Gemara, omrab shmul bar nachmeni. My dichsiv, how are we to understand the following pasuk? The pasuk says, im lashevet, if to the rod, if Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah that the waters would come down like a rod, which means in a negative way, im la'artzoy, if Hashem decreed that the rain would come down to the land, im lechesed, and if Hashem decreed it would come down with kindness, yamtzi'eyu, that the rain would come down. And the question is, what are these three? So the three go as follows. Im lashevet, if Hashem on Rosh Hashanah decided that the rain was going to come down badly, which means very, very strong and forceful rains, like a rod, like a shevet, like a rod that forces, that forcefully hits a person. And then if Klal Yisrael did tshuva, then Hashem doesn't undo the decree. So what does Hashem do? This forceful and powerful destructive rain, behorim a big voice, Hashem makes it fall in the mountains and in other places where it's not going to cause any damage. Im lechesed. However, if the Hashem decreed that it would come down with very gentle rain, then it would come down la yamtzieu la arzoi. It would come down into the. Would come down in Eretz Yisrael the soft rain besodis bekromim in the fields and the orchards. And there's a number of different girsois and different versions of how to read this Gemara, but it seems to be that now the Gemara is giving a different explanation in this pasuk. Im lashevet, if Hashem decreed, or im lashevet, when is rain good? When it comes down very heavily, le'ilonis, it's for trees. Im la'artzoi, when is the rain good for the land, le'zroim? That's if it's going to be good for the plants. Im lachesed, if it's going to come down extremely forcefully, the rain, then yamtzi'u, it will going to fill up the boiris, the cisterns, the sichin, the trenches, or ma'oris, and the caves. We're going to see more about this on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that very strong rains, they actually fill up all the reservoirs of water. Continues the Gemara. Bimei Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni have a kafna or moisna. In the time of Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, unfortunately, there was a kafna, there was a famine, and also moisna, there was a plague and people were dying. Omris, they said, Hei Chanavid, what should we do? How should we daven? Nib'i rachmi atarata, should we daven and beg mercy that Hashem should deliver us and save us from both of these challenges? Lo yefsha, that cannot be, because we'll soon see where the source for this, but you don't daven for two things together. Elo libi rachmi amoisna, we should daven to Hashem that Hashem should save us from the plague. V'kafna nizbel, and we'll just have to endure the famine. Omalu Shmuel banach, Reb Shmuel banach meni said no. Nibarach me'akafna, you should daven to Hashem to end the famine, and there should be plenty of food. D'chiyoy brachmona soiva, because when Hashem provides plenty of food, l'chayehu d'yoyv, who's he going to provide it for? For people who are alive. So that's in a ripple effect of that is going to be that people will stop dying, and the plague will stop. D'chsiv, where do we see that Hashem, when he gives a plentiful food, that he's doing it for the live people? Because it says, Hashem, you open your hand, umazbia, and satisfy. Who's going to be satisfied? L'chol chai, rotzin. So for the desire of all those who are living. So you see that when Hashem is going to bring plentiful food and growth, it's for the people who are alive. So daven Hashem should end the famine, and then the plague will stop as well. Says the Gemara, Minolon deloy matzlino natarti. Who told you that you don't daven simultaneously for two things at once? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Ezra, V'notzuma, and we will fast And we will ask from Hashem al zois for this thing. Zois is a single tense. It's ask for that one thing. So what do we see from there? They said, we'll ask for this. It seems there was something else they needed to daven for, but they decided to ask just for this, because you only ask for one thing at a time. They said, from a different pasuk, and Daniel. The pasuk says, that we're going to beg mercy from Hashem, Eloho Shemayo, al roza dunno, on this secret, we're going to ask Hashem for mercy. It seems that it's just this one thing, this one secret we're going to ask Hashem. Michlal de Ikataratis, you see from there, there were other things they needed a salvation from, and nonetheless they asked just for one thing. Continues the Gemara, Bimei Reb Zera, Gozor Gzera. There was a decree in the time of Reb Zera. And what was the Gozor, and what was this decree? Deloy Lemesiv Betanisa, that when the rain wouldn't come down, they should not fast. Why? Because we're going to see later on that when one fasts, it causes the rain to come. Why did they make this decree? Because they didn't want, the Goyim didn't want that the rain should clearly come down in the benefit, in the merit of the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. Omalu Reb Zera. So Reb Zera said, Nekable Ilavon. We need to fast. We can't fast. There's a decree. So we'll just accept upon ourselves that the first opportunity we'll fast. And then, and when the decree will be nullified, then we'll sit and we'll fast. How do you know that by virtue of accepting upon yourself to do something, even though you can't do it just yet, you get rewarded and you get a response as if you did it? It says in the Pasuk, again in Daniel, that the angel, the Malach, said to Daniel, do not worry, Daniel. From the very first day that you get put on your heart, lahovin, to understand, and to ulesano islifne elikecho, and to fast before Hashem, nishmu devarecho, from then already, Hashem, your words, your tefillas are heard, vani vasi bidvarecho. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Yitzchak, afilu shonim kishne elyo. Even if there's a famine, like it was in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, they had 7 years famine, as we saw on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'yerudu geshomim be'arvi Shabbosos, and finally the rain comes down on Erev Shabbos, einon ela simen klola. It's just a curse, because people are going out, they're going about buying their wares for Sudas Shabbos, for their Shabbos meals, and now it's going to be raining, they're going to be hindered from preparing for Shabbos, and that is a curse. Haynu do'omar Rabbi Barashila, that's what Rabbi Barashila said, kosher Yoyma de Mitra, that a rainy day is difficult for people, Kiyoyma de Dina, like those Mondays and Thursdays where the Beis Din would get together and people would come to Beis Din and lots of people would be milling around, and it'd be very noisy, and because of all the everything that was going on, people would not be able to go about their regular day-to-day activities. So to hear, the rain would stop and prevent people from being able to prepare for Shabbos, and that's the curse. Omar Amema said, "Iloy de tzorich lebriyasa, if not for the fact that the people really need the rain, but in a rachmim avatlinon le, we actually would have davened to Hashem to stop the rain that would come down on Erev Shabbos." V'omer Reb Yitzchok said, "Shemesh b'Shabbos, the sun comes out on Shabbos, tztokel anim, it's a very charitable for the poor people, because they can then rest in the sun and warm themselves up from the cold in the sun. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vazorcho lochem, Yirei Shmi, that when the sun will shine for you, for them, for who are they? Yirei Shmi, the Yirei Shemaim. Who are the Yirei Shemaim? Those who keep Shabbos. Shemesh Tzedakah, that it's a very charitable sun. Umarpe, and healing. It causes healing. V'omer Reb Yitzchak. Another statement from Reb Yitzchak, Godol Yema Geshomim, great is the day where the rain comes down, Shafilu Pruta Shabakis. Not only do the plants and the fields benefit, but even a small coin in a person's purse that doesn't need rain, nonetheless, Mirsbareches boy sees blessing. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem Lecho Es Haitzorei Atoiv, that Hashem will open for you his good warehouses, es hashamayim, the heaven, loses matar artzecho beitoy, to provide the matar artzecho, the water, the rain for the earth, for the land, beitoy, in its right time, ulevorich es kol ma'asei yadecha, and to give blessing on all your work, on everything that you're doing. So you see that the rainy day not only waters the land, but also provides extra brocha. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchok also said, eina brocha matzuya, a brocha, blessing, is not found elo b'dov asomim in ayin, only from something which is hidden from the eye. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha. Hashem has commanded for you to you the broch and blessing brocha ba'asomecho. And the word ba'asomecho, which has a number of different explanations here, it means from the word suma, a word from the term of being concealed from the eye. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ein habrocha matzua elo b'dovos ein ha'ayin sheletzes boy, brocha will only be found where the eye cannot gaze on it. Shenemer, it says in that same pasuk, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha ba'asomecho, and here ba'asomecho seems to mean the hidden storage places, but again from the word asomecho we're learning that the brocha is only going to be where it's hidden from the eye. Tonu Rabbonon, hanichnas lomud es groino. If somebody is going to measure how much groin he's got, oimer, before he measures, he should say, yirotzin mefanecho, it should be your desire, Hashem, elikenu, shetishlach brocha b'mais yodenu, you should send brocha. At this point, we don't yet know how much is here. The measure is concealed from the eye. Send brocha. Hischil lomud, once he starts measuring, he should say, oimer, should say, boruch, and it means boruch ato Hashem, the whole formula of the brocha, hashaleach brocha bekrizeh, who sent brocha on this pile. Modad, once he's already measured and he knows how much is there, v'acharkach bireich, and afterwards he makes this brocha, harizet tefillas shav, the tefillah is in vain, because the brocha will not apply to something which the measure is known. If you shein brocha metzuya, the brocha is not found, loy b'dova shokil, not on something which is weighed, v'loy b'dova modud, and not something which is measured, v'loy b'dova monu, not something which is counted, elo b'dova somi min ha'ayin, only from something which is totally concealed from the eye. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.